So I'm here with Margherita Pagani from EM Lyon. So good morning, Margherita.
Good morning, Guillaume.
You carried out this research about voice and touch-based applications for consumer interaction. Maybe you can start briefly introducing yourself and the work you're doing at EM Lyon.
Sure. So I'm Margherita Pagani, I'm professor of digital marketing at EM Lyon Business School, and I'm academic co-director of the Master of Science in Digital Marketing and Data Science in Paris and Shanghai, and also I'm the director of the Research Center on Artificial Intelligence in Value Creation.
Okay, so you carried out this research about applications and, well, actually interactions with consumers, both touch-based and voice interactions. And so can you tell us a little bit more about this research that you've carried out?
Yeah, inside the Research Center on Artificial Intelligence in Value Creation at EM Lyon, we are looking at also how the new technologies and also artificial intelligence improve the interaction, the user interaction, so the human side of artificial intelligence, in which way the technology can create new experiences, and which are the impact on the marketing outcome. And one of the research which are carried out inside the Research Center focused more on the role of voice versus touch in the interaction of the final user. And specifically in this study, we compared the two sensoriality modalities. So the one is the voice plus touch, when I add the two sensoriality to interact with my user. And the second one is only the touch. The managerial issue, so the starting point that motivated our research, is that more and more companies are looking at the new technologies and how to develop new experiences in the interaction with the user. And so the voice is growing up a lot, and it could be also a more natural way to communicate to the customer. So our assumption at the beginning was that the more sensoriality modalities I use to interact with my user, so if I use voice, but I use also touch, so the touch experience and also the voice, I may create a more natural relation with the brand. And that's why this was the motivation of our study, what motivated us to explore this. And we also found that there are not a lot of articles or studies in the academic environment that address also the role of voice.
Yeah, the assumption is generally that voice interaction is more natural, but and therefore would lead to more engagement. But your assumption was actually to exactly that and to prove that it was exactly the case. So you carried out the research using two different experiments, one with what you call a hedonic product, and one a more utilitarian product. Can you describe this a little?
Yeah, we consider two different settings. As you said, we consider the first an hedonic product. Hedonic means something that is not fundamentally useful, so it's not a basic need, doesn't satisfy a basic need. And we consider specifically parfum and the brand Sephora and specifically a specific type of parfum. And then we compared, we did the same experiment, but considering also a utilitarian product. It is the case of frozen food with Picard. Because our goal is to see how the technology impacts on my brand trust or my relationship with the final brand. That's why, and the novelty of this study is that we look at interaction mediated by the interface, but the effect on the brand, on a marketing variable. And so what we asked to do to the participants in this experiment was to interact with the brand using the technology, so to interact using touch and voice, or a second group using only touch. And we asked them to accomplish some task. At the end, also to make a call, make a phone call to the company. In this case, it was Sephora or Picard for the utilitarian brand, and to ask to the in the physical store some information, to collect some information. This just to give a real context. And then we, at the end of this experiment, so after the interaction with the interface with the mobile phone, we asked them to rate the experiences they lived. And the scale of experiences is the same used in the literature. So we have a very scientific method, and we ask them to rate using a scale 1-7 the different experiences they lived, and also their level of trust, brand trust.
So what were the results eventually? Is voice activation leading to more engagement from users or not?
So what we found was unexpected compared to the assumption at the beginning, because at the end we found that if I use only touch, I'm more impactful, so I create more engagement with the brand. But if I use a voice plus touch, so using more sensoriality, so we thought that this was expected to be more natural, has not the same results. And so produce less engagement, so different experiences with the brand. We try to think the reason of these unexpected results. And we try to explain this with the dual code theory. And the dual code says that you have to activate, when you have a multisensoriality, you have to activate a different part of your brain. And so multisensoriality means more cognitive efforts. But of course, this should be contextualized in the fact that this is true when the technology is completely new. So if I had to interact using a technology that is completely new, my brain is exposed to more cognitive effort, because I have to understand the technology first, and then I have to develop a relationship with the brand, and so to ask other things which are not related to the technology itself, but to the task I want to accomplish. And that's why this could explain these unexpected results.
Does that mean that what we call natural language processing is not really natural?
It means more natural experience more than natural language, because if I use voice, the interface and so my relationship with the brand is more natural, because it seems I'm in the real life relation with a person, because I'm talking to the brand. So I expect that it is more natural. And also the literature confirm that using voice, the relation, the interaction is more natural. And we assumed that if we use touch and voice, I'm more stimulated with different sensoriality, so I have a more natural relation with the brand. That the brand is trying to develop more interaction using different sensorialities.
Does that mean eventually that maybe there's a little bit too much hype about voice interaction and basically that touch-based interaction has still got a long way to go?
Exactly. So definitely it could be also the familiarity with the technology. And so maybe also the fact that the voice at the beginning didn't work properly, and so you have to repeat this, and so this creates other cognitive efforts. But this result is also confirmed by another research